She might not be divorcing him, and she might not be okay. I wish I had better news for an update regarding this, but I don't, and I'm gonna go into detail really quickly for everyone who's been asking and who's been concerned. I'm gonna speed run through the top four questions I've been seeing, just so people have answers, and then if you wanna stick around after that, I'll go into detail regarding each one. First question, her account's private, what happened? Her account is private, and not only that, all of the videos are deleted, so even if you had access to her account, there's nothing there. All of her likes are down to zero. And people are saying that she was never really gonna divorce him, and that they think that the GoFundMe she set up was a scam. But another thing to consider is this might not be her choice to have her accounts privated and to have her videos deleted. We know that her husband is incredibly controlling and manipulative. He has proven it, court records have proven it, and she has said it herself. What's going on with the Cash App? If someone's donated to it, can you please let us know like how that's going or what happened with that? If you are expecting to get any of your money back, or if you even want your money back, or if you're still supporting her, like maybe she is keeping the money and she is moving forward with the divorce, or maybe Todd is so financially abusive, he took the money. Question number two, who tried to unalive her? A lot of people are insisting it's her husband. She's adamant that it's not her husband. Her husband has denied it, and they actually caught the person who doused her home in gasoline. And he did not indicate that her husband was involved at all, so the police don't even think that he's involved in that specifically. Question number three, is her home really a flop house? Yes. Short answer, yes. I'll go into detail later. Question number four, are the allegations she made against her husband true? Her allegations, he left her with a car that had no gas in it, no money besides $15 in her account to take care of her and her kids, no access to the security cameras for their home, while he was out of town on Tinder. All of those are true. After he heard about the break-in, he did not come home right away. Also true. There you go. Those are your questions. Those are your answers. Now, if you want to hear details and see a little bit of proof and evidence, stick around. I'm going to go through these again with detail. Number one, her account being private. I personally believe Todd made her delete her videos and private her account because it was ruining his image, because we know that narcissists only care about their image. That's why when her and her children were almost unalived, the things that he kept talking about were himself, including how he is being viewed by the internet as ugly and a bottom. So details about question number two actually tie into details about question number three, who tried to unalive her, and is her house a drug? So the person who tried to unalive her used to live in that house where he became hooked on supplies that rhyme with Beth and start with an M. He would take them and he would make them there. His parents ended up institutionalizing him for his problem. And when they sent him away, things were left in the home, and the home was put on the market as is. So people who bought that home were buying it with things still in it that people could actively take. So the husband knew that he was moving his wife and his children into a home that had those things still in it. Now, the person who tried to unalive her, he was released from the institution without his parents being notified. Nobody knew that he had been let out, and he went straight back to that house that still had supplies in it, broke into it, and doused it with gas. Final question. People have been asking the allegations. I cannot believe he made a video thinking that he was going to clear things up, and all he did was prove that she was right about everything, and he exposed that he has treated her worse than she let us know. In the messages, he says to her, it's hard to believe that you don't want me unalived and that you don't want to cheat on me considering all the things that I've done to you. And she's like, no, I don't want to hold grudges. I just want to let it go. And he's like, yeah, but I was horrible to you for so long. I can't believe you can just forgive me. Those were his own words to her. he's so manipulative and so horrible. Oh my gosh. As far as him being out of town while he was on Tinder, he proved, yes, I was out of town and I was on Tinder. But he's saying it's because her vibes were off all weekend and he wanted to make sure that she wasn't cheating. But how does that make any sense when you have access to all of the security cameras so you can see her every single move? Why would you be paranoid that she's cheating on you? You're the one out of town with no security cameras on you on Tinder with a history of cheating. And my final thoughts is I want to acknowledge the people in my comments who said that she is in more danger now that she's decided that she wants to leave and ask for a divorce, because I was celebrating when I was like, oh, she's getting divorced, like everything's good, like she's gonna leave him. And people are like, no. Statistically speaking, this is the most dangerous time. And you all weren't wrong. Actually, I have one more thing that I want to address. People in my DMs have been warning me about the fact that I've been speaking out about this, that I might be like on his list of people and that he's not someone that like you want to have a problem with. All I'm gonna say to that is this is not my first rodeo. I've been with someone who tried to do some of the things that Todd is currently doing to his wife. The things that I did to make sure that he would never contact me again worked. I'm not worried about a man in another state that knows nothing about me. And if I were, then that would be more of a reason for me to keep talking about it. Because this guy sounds like a bully, and it sounds like he's been getting away with it for way too long, and I'm not having it.